Okay, welcome to a guided meditation session. Let's settle in. Take a seat on a cushion or a chair with a straight back. Make sure you're comfortable. And just settle in, maybe with some deep breaths. And gently just close your eyes. Start to hone in and focus on your breath. Notice the sensations of breathing. Focus wherever you feel it most distinctly, whether it be in your nasal passage or the feelings of pressure in your abdomen. Try to notice something new about the breath that you haven't noticed before. Could be the feeling of the passing air over your upper lip. Or the cooling sensation inside your nostrils when you breathe through your nose. There's no need to control the breath here. We're just watching it. And if you notice that your mind starts to wander elsewhere, just gently bring it back for now. Notice the thought and bring your attention back to the process of breathing. And through your journey in meditation, you'll notice that there's nothing quite special about the breath. You can choose to focus on sounds, feelings of tension, pressure, or tingling in your body. But the point is to just be present in the moment. So let's shift for a moment to any sounds in the room. Listen to anything that arises as you would when you're listening to music. You don't question where the sound came from. You don't judge it in a positive or negative way. Just noticing. Let your ears hear what they want to hear. Again, when your mind wanders, just notice that thought and then let it go and come back to the sounds in the room. Now notice the raw inputs, contact and tingling sensations in your body, whether it be at the tips of your fingers, the flats of your feet, the bottom of your legs in contact with the cushion. Again, notice them as sensations. Try not to judge where they're coming from. Try not to perceive their point of origin. Just focus in as much as you can on that raw input. If you focus hard enough, you can almost lose any judgment and start to lose any feeling of having a shape to your hand or your feet. Just shift to the head. What about your senses makes you notice that you have a head? And further, try to pinpoint where your consciousness lives. You might find that you think it's behind your eyes or in front of the back of the head. But these attributions just come from those same observations of raw inputs. Even your thoughts that arise from consciousness are noticed as fleeting, just like your senses. Recall a time in the past week where you became frustrated. Now when you recall this event, just watch that feeling that arises from that memory. See how long it lasts. Again, just noticing. You might find that there's a similarity between this experience and any sensory input, such as feeling of wind on your hand or startling sounds that come from outside. This is an empowering discovery. Normally, we allow feelings such as frustration to not only arise in consciousness, but become us. We may act out a character because of this. But that's not your character. It's your ego. It's the emotion taking over in that situation. And here lies the goal of meditation. To just notice more. Being more observant and mindful. And ultimately, to separate the ego from our true selves as best as we can. And as we round out this session, just bring your attention back to the breath. Not controlling it in any way. Noticing again where you feel it most distinctly. Maybe close with a few deep breaths. Gently just open your eyes. I hope that you enjoyed this meditation session and that it opened you up to some of the possibilities that can come from being more observant and mindful. The practice doesn't end here, though. It can translate to your daily lives. Throughout the day, you may notice a feeling arise, or you'll notice an array of sensory input that's new to you. This is progress. Good luck. Have a great day.